This episode contains sexual dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
What?
Oh, I got a live one here.
You're right, Scoop. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Canada sucks.
Get the fuck up, Batman!
I just plain don't like black people.
Get the fuck up!
Go with a smile.
Now what you gonna do about it, Niaga?
Nigga, please. My mama didn't raise no fool.
Damn dirty British cunts like it in the art.
Keep busting.
Warning, this episode was written by a dumbass high school student that has a permanent hard-on. Would anyone like to touch it?
Come on, touch it. You know you want to. Just a little bit. Come on. Okay, well, anyways, it's about 11:20 at night on a Tuesday night. Tomorrow's my, day I get to wear my uniform and teach the little kids over in ROTC class at the high school. And that's about the update. You're going to hear me do this little whisper voice all night because I don't want to wake up my father because he gets pissed. Because he's an old, angry old man and he gets pissed. But I really wanted something to do. So what do? I do a podcast. So I just, you know, quickly found some things that are interesting me, mostly the fact that I have an erection that won't go away. I have an erection that will not go away. I have the endless boner from hell. It's like, well, bam, how you doing? Did you eat saltpeter? Are you just from the state of Ohio? Nobody will get that unless you're in my ROTC class or any other group where I talk about Ohio or saltpeter frequently. Anyway. So, in keeping with the fact that I have stuff to do, first thing on my show notes is, let me just read through my show notes of what I have listed. First topic today, I need $318. That's right, that is the amount of money I need in order to do professional sounding podcasts, in order to do even radio style broadcasts. I will include a microphone stand, mixer board, phone, and phone relay system. And by phone relay system, I mean a little doohickey in which I can flip a switch and talk to the phone through my mixer board. That's not really important. What's really important right now is I'm scratching my ass. Anyway, number two, underage stars party illegally at clubs. This is a little article we'll talk about later. Third thing on the agenda, I need $318. Niggas. Okay, third thing, I found this really cool thing I talked about a little bit on my blog. It's called No Holds Barred Radio, nhbradio.com. They don't sponsor me, I don't sponsor them, but they're really damn cool. Funny as hell, because they don't have to watch their language or anything like normal radio people do. Anyway, after that, we're going to go on a quick run through MySpace and see, who would I like to fuck, since I have an erection that won't go away? That's all I can think about. And then, random shit I found on eBay. And finally, to top it all off, I still need $318. You know what? I think I could even pop myself the $18. I just need $300, guys. Come on. Money. Anyway, I've talked about the money, so I'm gonna go straight to, exclusive thing from TMZ.com. I don't know what the hell it stands for. I don't really give a shit. The only thing I know is they're talking about crap in California, about how it's illegal unless you're if you're under the age of 21 to even go into a dance club, let alone drink. But apparently they got a picture of Paul McCartney's kid, at least I guess that's who it is, because his name's McCartney, and he's a superstar. but Paul McCartney's kid, Jesse McCartney, inside this nightclub, which they decided to stake out, called The Mood, or just Mood, or whatever the hell it is, a dirty California hippie club. And they got videos of Mary-Kate Olsen, who's 19, which is kind of cool. I didn't know that. She's my age. I'd like to do her. 19-year-old Lindsay Lohan. I think she's Asian. I don't know. I don't keep up. And Frankie Muniz, who's apparently now 20 years old. And they give a shit why, I don't know. But he's the only one of those people who didn't really give a shit about hiding himself, because he's a dude. But yeah, they're selling people stuff, and apparently the people on this thing are pissed off that the cops aren't doing anything about it. You know what? I don't care what they do in their spare time. Not my business. I don't care. Anyway, NHBRadio.com. It's a no-holds-barred radio. They have really interesting stuff. If I can, I'll edit in some clips right here.
How do you know when a phone call comes in?
My phone rings.
On the air?
He said he was blind, not deaf, bro.
You know what? So you know, you know what I feel like right now?
No, I'm just used to seeing lights light up over here. I didn't know you actually had phones ringing on the air over there.
Okay, ring.
Let me put this into perspective right now. I feel like the guy who just discovered that sneakers come in pairs.
And that's pretty much just what audio of NHB Radio would sound like if I get a chance to edit in some of their audio right there. If not, go humble horse. I don't care. I just had 2 seconds of dead air. Next thing. Okay, this may be actually pretty short. Nope, already 6 minutes, 30 seconds. I lied. I typed in browse on MySpace.com between the ages of 18 and 20, because those are reasonable ages for me to go after. And then I typed in my zip code, which is 76035, which is in the middle of nowhere, Crescent. No one cares. And 20 miles, within a 20-mile radius. And what did I find? I found, never mind, not her. Like, whatever, I'm not a dumb blonde, even though she's spelled like with no E. Whatever, WTEVR, dumb with no B. But she spelled blonde right, and she's 19, and she's from Cleburne, and she's online right now. Like, whatever, I'm not a dumb blonde, I would fuck you. Let's see who's next. Tay. Tay is 18, from Aledo, Texas, and she is darn cute, except for this one picture of her looking like the Grinch. Tay, as long as you don't make that Grinch face in the sack, I would fuck you. Ashley, with tilde marks on each side of her name, 18, from Denton. Whoa, I don't know if you got that, but she has some gay music going on in the background, and I don't like that. Ashley, you're kind of cute. I would fuck you. Who else do we have? If I can find my space again. Care Bear looks okay. Ooh. What is this one? She has one of those little kinky lip rings. Mmm, daddy-like. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. She might have a fupa. I can't really tell. She has all those terrible angles where you can't really get a look at her, but she has a pretty face. If only I could tell she had a fupa, I could go yes or no. But as right now, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Apparently your real name is Aaron. I might fuck you. Fuck you. Ooh, Alex. Damn. Oh, she got one of those bad fake tans, though. At least I think it's fake. Let's see. She's 20 in Fort Worth. Yeah, definitely in the pop scene, because she has a really bad fake tan. And she's 20 and holding a beer, which is okay in my book. I don't know if I can get over her being a dumb bitch, which she looks like she could be. I would fuck her. Casey. Get rid of the dude in your picture and we'll talk. Anyway, I'm getting bored of that. Next thing, random shit I found on eBay. In keeping with the mood that I have an erection that will not go away, no matter how much I hate it. I went to eBay and typed in erection. And what did I find? The Encore Vacuum Erection Therapy, no prescription needed. It is indeed a penis pump. Let's see. Vacuum system includes 4 compression bands, travel case, lifetime warranty, instructional video. Ooh, there's a picture of an Asian chick. Hello, my name is Susan. I have an important message for you. I want to share with you what I know to save an easy way to reverse erectile dysfunction for men with diabetes. That's right. Erectile dysfunction hits you if you have diabetes. Oh, sad, sad day. You know what, guys? Maybe I don't want diabetes after all if I have to use a penis pump. Just to get a hard on. Because, I don't want to use a penis pump. Not at all. Why do I have my... Oh, yeah, I want to talk to you about how I have an erection. Yeah, that's my newest blog. Fuck the boner fairy. Cap this off here at the 11:30 something minute mark. Fuck and you. Good night.
Hey little sister, what have you done? Hey little sister.